This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today, President Obama continues to try, both at home and abroad, to build support for a U.S. military strike on Syria. At the G20 summit in Russia, that's the meeting of the leaders of the world's largest economies, the president is warning foreign leaders that failing to respond to last month's chemical weapons attack will only embolden Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In between summit sessions, the president has been making the same case by telephone to American lawmakers. NPR's Scott Horsley is at the summit in St. Petersburg, Russia. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
So how is the president trying to win support for his side?
Well, the president's message to G20 leaders is familiar to anyone who's been listening to what he says about Syria back home. Number one, that Bashar al-Assad is responsible for that chemical weapons attack, which the White House says killed more than 1,400 people. Number two, that the use of such chemical weapons cannot go unpunished if the longstanding ban on those weapons is to have any credibility. And finally, that the United Nations has been paralyzed when it comes to Syria. So Obama says other countries have to find a way to punish Syria, even in the absence of UN authorization.
Okay, a big part of that paralysis is that Russia has objected to strikes on Syria or other kinds of actions. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin was saying the other day, wasn't he, Scott, that he wished that President Obama would come over and talk with him. Well, now they're in the same city, so how's that going?
Well, Putin, of course, is the host of this summit meeting, and he and Obama have been polite to one another, but no one would say they've been particularly warm. They are not holding a one-on-one meeting at this summit, so their only real interaction we've been able to see was the quick handshake when Obama arrived at Constantine Palace yesterday. That's where the summit's being held. So as you can imagine, that 15-second handshake has now been subjected to all sorts of amateur body language analysis. From my vantage point, I can report it seemed a little stiff, no second hand on the elbow. Now, I should say, the difference over Syria is not the only source of friction between these two leaders. 2 weeks before the chemical attack in Syria, the White House had already canceled a planned sit-down with Putin. They said there just wasn't much point to it. Russia had rebuffed Obama's offer of additional arms control talks. And, of course, there's tension over Russia's decision to grant political asylum to accused NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
Just to be clear, Scott, you did not see either leader, like, raise a knee or anything like
no,
that.
No, it was nothing like that. It was, and there were smiles, but it was not a particularly warm embrace.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Edward Snowden. His leaks of NSA documents are causing plenty of problems for the president.
That's right. Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, was reportedly furious when she learned, thanks to a news report based on those leaked documents, that the NSA had been monitoring her email traffic. And this comes at an awkward time since President Obama is due to host a state dinner for Rousseff in Washington next month. They, as it turned out, were sitting next to each other at the opening session of the G20 yesterday. And at Brazil's invitation, they did have a private meeting last evening just before the big working dinner. We don't know exactly what came out of that meeting, but certainly the White House would like to smooth things over with Brazil. Among other things, Brazil's in the market for some warplanes, so there's potentially billions of dollars in trade at stake.
Scott, when we come back to the possible strikes on Syria here, we mentioned that the president has been on the phone back to Washington.
Right. You know, the president took a big gamble when he announced last weekend he would seek a green light from Congress to proceed with a military strike. So there's a great deal at stake for the commander-in-chief. A no vote would really tie his hands, not only on Syria, but future military action as well. So he and his team have their work cut out for them. There's a lot of skepticism about military action, both in Congress and the general public. Obama personally telephoned five senators from the road this week. And in addition, the White House announced yesterday the president will cancel a planned visit to California next week in order to stay in Washington and keep the pressure on lawmakers.
NPR's Scott Horsley, if you were here, we'd give you a 15-second handshake, but we'll just say thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Scott's in St. Petersburg.